Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is this our song for Rhea Hughes or us on the Phillies? Could be both. Welcome back. Midday Show.
Might be for the plant, too.
It might be. Well, we need to get some sunlight in there. You, Douglas, Joe Gilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we welcome back, Rhea Hughes is with us every Monday.
Good
Rhea.
Morning. What
How are
is
you?
Going on?
Well, yes. We're feeling better today. We got a sweep.
Yes.
Over
it was
the,
good.
Yeah. Do you feel great? What do you feel?
Well, so I love, you know, you guys, you know, you got to take the pledge. Are you in or you're out? I am a roller coaster person. I'm up and down.
So you're up right now.
I am listed as day to day.
Every day. How's Rhea? Well, she's day to day.
That's most Philly.
Yeah. Hugh knows when he doesn't hear from me during an Eagles game that things must be going well.
The roller coaster's going down at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
And this sit down, this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress. Yeah, we're fellowship.
We have a fellowship.
We
do. I like that.
I didn't know that. Did it say it on there? You just made that. You ad-libbed that.
I just ad-libbed.
I like that.
You know, I'm trying to get outside my comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
And ad-lib.
Okay. So, Rhea, they sweep the Blue Jays. And it's it feels like they're always roller coastery, this Phillies group. This year feels different because it's week to week. When they made the World Series a few years ago, it was month to month. Right? They struggled for a couple months and they got hot.
Yeah.
Even 23, a slow start, and they got hot in August. This feels like week to week. I don't know what's going to happen because they at times they look good. The pitching's usually good starting pitching. Yeah. But they have a bad week. They get swept by the Pirates. And now they look again the last 6 days like a playoff team and a really good team.
What made me feel better was the Cubs series.
Yes, that was a good one.
That was because, you know, in two of the games, they held the Cubs to 2 runs and 3 runs. That's a really good offensive team right there. They can hit the ball. So that made me feel good. You know, the Rays are a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the pitching has just been ridiculous. But they're going to go through this again. And you know I get annoyed at the which marathon,
right,
sprint.
Right.
I watch baseball. The reason baseball is probably like football's fun. I love football, but it's quick. You only get 18 games. Baseball is my friend that is there every day, and I get completely into every game. It's how I approach games.
I do too, and that's why last Monday I was so down because they got swept by the Pirates.
The Pirates,
that was awful, and that was the lowest point of the season. But since then, the one thing I do like about this team in particular, Rhea, is every time I feel my worst, they seem to bounce back. They got beat up by the Mets in April, then they lost the first game in Chicago, then they got hot.
They won like 9 straight,
right? And now they get swept by the Pirates. They were 1-8 in that stretch, and they come out of it. There's a resiliency to when they struggle, they come back.
And they're playing the Marlins, who also swept. Who'd they sweep? They swept the Nationals.
Nationals.
It's not that big. It's not as impressive as the Rays.
No, it's not.
But then they got the Mets.
This weekend suddenly feels big. So yeah. The Phillies were five and a half.
Big in terms of how we feel about them going against the Mets.
Absolutely. That,
not big in terms of, oh my God, it's the season.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It could have been. If the Phillies were still 5.5 out, then.
Oh, yeah. No,
then,
no, no. It's then much it would better. Have been. Yeah.
But no, but if they go into this weekend, let's say 3 out or 2 out.
Sure.
It's got a big feel to it. Yeah. And if they win those games, we're going to feel like, all right, fine. Because the Mets have been in their heads about a year now.
100%.
Yeah, this is a big week, Hugh. And I hope, here's what we got to do first. We got to take care of business starting tonight against the Marlins. I don't want to overlook them.
Did you see the ERA of Alcantara?
It's like 7.
It's over 7.
Yeah, he has not bounced back from the surgery.
No. And, you know, and he was, but even when he was pitching well, the Phillies handled him well.
They did. They used to hit him a lot.
Always did.
Is he tonight?
He's tonight. Yeah,
right, well, then I feel good about that.
Oh, let me get my parlay.
Oh, you're
I'm here to help you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he needs help. Yeah.
Mr. Filet. You know, Mr. Filet.
I heard you hit a 5-legger.
Yeah, it would help. I mean, he just came on the air.
I do like 9 to 17 legs.
Oh, see? Thank you for putting him in his place.
I got the closest I ever got was 1 leg off an 18-leg parlay.
Wow.
If Embiid had just had one more free throw.
Oh, it was Embiid. Oh, that's...
It wasn't his. I wasn't mad at him.
Right,
it was just like I should have stopped at 17.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, when quitting was good.
Yeah, when you don't hit a 17-leg parlay, you can't be mad at the team. It's you or the player.
I was not mad at Joel.
That's more you. All right, let's hit a couple things that are going well right now. What your take on them? Ranger Suarez. I heard you guys talking about this morning. Yeah. Joe, obviously very high on Ranger. Has him in his top 11 athletes right now.
Well, insane. It's ridiculous.
At one point this morning, as I was driving in, Joe said he could be considered the second best Philly. And I'm like, wait a second. We have Wheeler and Schwarber and Harper.
I have the utmost respect for Joe, except for his top 10 or 11 list, whichever one he's calling it.
He loves Ranger.
And he does. And listen, but Ranger hasn't made it through a full season.
He hasn't. But he's... He's pitching great right now.
Phenomenally.
One thing that I do think is becoming interesting is his future. Because I just assumed, and I think a lot of us did, he's out of here.
Yeah.
Do you still feel that way?
So I'm intrigued by a couple of things because all of a sudden, you know, I'm sure you read the Athletics report on Zach Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm done after 2027.
And he seems so adamant about it.
Well, he'll be 37, right? So, and he's probably like, I got plenty of money. I got 4 kids. I'm good.
Just had another one.
Just had another one, Dominique. And I was just, it gave a real, like, you should check it out if you haven't. The insight into Zach Wheeler's mindset.
He's different than most pitchers.
He is a different cat.
Yep.
He is a different cat. And I'm thinking, so all of a sudden I went, well, if he's done, if he's got 2 years left, like, do I want Ranger to go? You know?
It puts you in a situation where, your pitching is your strongest asset.
Oh God, yeah.
And to hear him leave, that might push the.
It makes me think. You know, do you maybe trade Lizardo, and you keep Ranger. You got Sanchez under control.
Yep.
He's pitching really well, and he's a great contract. And you know, I'm just, I don't know that one. I should think about it because he's 37. Pitchers pitch into their 40s now.
Well, and typically they don't leave on top like this either.
Usually their
arms are falling off or they have a bad year or two. Like, they're kind of finished.
Yeah, Roy Halladay fell off a cliff at the end.
It's pretty rare. Again, he's got 2 years left, so maybe he will fall off. But what if he keeps pitching like this? Yeah. It'd be almost unprecedented to just walk away.
And he doesn't work out at all.
Not during the season.
That's the thing that got me. He stopped working out. What'd you say? Cheeseburgers or whatever?
He's a McDonald's guy. Yeah
he likes McDonald's.
And he goes out there and dominates six innings, seven innings every time. It's wild. But does it make, all right, with the specter of what Wheeler said, and he's out after 2027, do you think it's going to make them want to go all in more? Like this window, we know it's kind of closing anyway, but when you know he's gone, if I'm Dombrowski, how do I not win having this pitcher for all these years?
It's not Dombrowski, it's Middleton.
Well, together,
Well, to me, it's the money.
Yeah.
They could have spent money this off. Now, I know there wasn't a lot of, right-hitting... outfielders out there. I understand that. But there was pitching to be had, wasn't there?
There was. And look, I mean, Kyle Tucker got traded. They could have traded for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they chose not to.
And Hoffman, I know Hoffman had a terrible playoffs, but what kind of money were we talking about there?
I think he got like $30 million altogether. It wasn't a lot of money.
No, it wasn't a ton.
Yeah, and they chose not to do it. So that part, it makes me interested. Let's go to the phone lines here. Ken in Cinnaminson talking Phil's the Topper. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Cam, what's up?
So, Kevin Sullivan can't play on school nights, so that's part of what limits his ability to be one of the top 11 athletes in the city.
What did you say?
Hugh was joking. So we were joking about the top 11s, right?
Oh,
and last year, Elliot, who we don't know Elliot's list yet, I think he's going to unveil tomorrow. Elliot had Kevin Sullivan, the 14-year-old union player, on his list.
See, he should be banned from all future lists.
That's what I said, and Hugh said all lists are good lists. I said, that's not true.
It just all depends on that person's perspective.
Stop. You know, you just
ask Phil Sims.
Yeah, that's true.
Terrible list.
But here, you know why Hugh did that, right?
Because
he has a bad list he's going to unveil at 11:30. Yeah. He's trying to get the heat off him before it even comes in here.
I got locked in to never mind. We'll just talk about it.
Yeah. He's already trying to soften the blow. Go ahead, Ken.
So, I mean, my head almost literally exploded when I heard Rob Thompson talking about the freaking bamboo again. Like, Are we bringing Brad Miller back this weekend?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
I can't believe that we're doing this again with the bamboo. Another straw on the camel's back for me and Rob Thompson, and the fact that, you know, you could put a 12-year-old in that dugout to manage his team by push button and get the same result you get with Rob Thompson, who's a nice guy, by the way. But I'm not riding this roller coaster. This is the same team that they were the week ago when all of the warts and all of the flaws and all of the gaping holes, and they are gaping holes in this roster, were exposed by one of the worst teams in baseball. And, you know, this is what the season's going to be. They're going to win 8 of 10 or 9 of 13 and then lose 9 of 14 right on the heels of that. This is what the season's going to be. And so you just have to strap in. You have to hope that they're one of the 6 best teams in the National League. I don't think they are, especially with the trade that the Giants just made. And the gaping holes in the roster are still the gaping holes in the roster. And, you know, if they get swept by the Mets this weekend or lose 2 out of 3, I just can't wait to hear the conversation on this radio station a week from today. You know, especially if they look the same way they've looked against the Mets for the last, you know, year, basically. It's just waving at things that are nowhere near the plate. And, you know, if the Mets pitching staff has just decided we don't need to throw this team strikes because they'll swing anyway, then, you know, it's going to be interesting to hear what the conversation is on Monday. So,
well, probably the exact opposite of today, just like last Monday was the exact. I mean, you're right. It is a roller coaster. And I think you're probably right, Ken. They're going to have 8 out of 10 wins, and then they're going to lose 7 out of 10. It seems like that's who they are right now. And it's been that way since April. Like, they started off, 6-1, then they fell down, and they fell. It's been that way for 2 months, 2.5 months now. That's who they are.
My mindset since opening day was I'm not falling for it, and I'm not falling for it. So there's no way this team can only pleasantly surprise me this year. There's no way they can disappoint me because I am just not falling for it. And that might be, you know, kind of the quintessential mindset of a Philadelphia sports fan. But, you know, I'm not falling for it. The team is the team, and I'm happy when they win. Look, they had 4 hits Saturday. Yeah, they won the game Saturday, but they had 4 hits. So, you know, let's not talk about they went out there and raked this team over the coals.
No, they had 2 good days. Friday
scored them 22-6.
Yeah, it's a good weekend. Friday.
It's a solid weekend.
Yeah, pretty good.
I think the biggest question that it's going to be the hardest question for Dombrowski to answer, because it's going to be the offseason. It's not going to happen during the season. The hardest question for this organization to answer is, what are you going to do with Ranger? I mean, if you've got 5 more years of this Aaron Nola, can you really let Ranger Suarez walk? Yeah. I mean, because he is, when he is healthy and he's like this, he is one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball.
It's a good point. I think 2 things are going to determine this. 1, what Nola looks like when he gets back, which now we'll talk about
it. 2 months-ish?
Yeah. From a sprained ankle to a broken rib really fast.
Yeah, I don't know how. And that he doesn't, like, I get the coughing. The coughing made said to me, now they're not sure it's the cough. I'm like,
it's very bizarre.
I know when I've hurt my side.
Yeah, right. It's not like you wake up and you have a broken rib.
Yeah, you
or
wake
stress
up with
fracture
bad backs.
Yes.
I mean, that's happened a million times. You're like, all right, I slept wrong. But a stress fracture in your rib cage?
Yeah. How this season ends for those two could determine a lot moving forward. Ken, what's your guess? Hughes Clues, a TV dad.
You know, I don't know why I'm going to say this. I just have a suspicion that it's a link to the earlier program this morning. So I'm going to go with Mike Brady.
That's a good guess. They did discuss that this morning. Ken, that's not
it. The Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe Joe said he cried at the Brady Bunch special.
There was a special when he came out of the...
Yeah. When I heard, I was listening. And you know, sometimes like you're actively listening. Sometimes it's just like you hear it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard Joe say he cried at the Brady Bunch special. So I thought, he's when he was a kid, right? Like he saw this.
No, this was like 2 years ago.
Then I heard him say he watched this a few years ago. Who's crying at the Brady Bunch a few years ago?
It was really bizarre. But I will tell you, I watched the Brady Bunch just like a couple of seasons because my son got into it.
Yeah.
A couple years ago. And I forgot how funny it was.
Brady Bunch is good.
It was really a great show.
Yeah.
You know, and Alice was just the best.
I think Alice is the best character in the show.
Oh, totally. She was, she was so funny.
So let's attack what he said there about Ranger and Nola.
Can I just attack one thing about it? Because I'm not the biggest Rob Thompson fan.
Oh, he with the bamboo thing.
You cannot stick a 12-year-old in the...
No.
That's a little bit of hyperbole. And the bamboo thing... If you don't get that he's like, it's kind of...
Superstitious.
It's also tongue-in-cheek,
I think. Yes, it's superstitious and it's kind of like, you know, just kind of...
Just trying to find a spark to
a little
to
something
get,
fun. Yeah. It's stupid. And baseball is like that with certain things.
Here's why I don't have a problem with it. They're talking about it off a winning streak. If they were discussing it while they were losing, hey, guys...
Be a little bit more annoying.
Sorry, we're struggling. The bamboo plant's gone. Then I'd be like, Rob...
what are you doing?
Yeah, we can't do that. No. I just thought it was a funny thing. All right, so Ranger Nola.
Yeah.
I think he brings up a fair point. How Nola finishes this season could change, Rhea, how they explore
100%.
The Ranger free agency. They might need him.
Yeah. I mean, but you got that contract.
Well,
that contract is a bad contract.
I know. Five years after this left.
It's not Rafael Devers.
He also mentioned that in his phone call. That trade last night was wild.
Blew my mind.
They gave up nothing for him.
A Luka Doncic.
Isn't that the cat that said he was what he wasn't going to do?
That's exactly it.
Well, yeah, listen, in this case, both sides are totally wrong.
Yes.
But the Red Sox, to not get anything for
that's the problem.
The Red Sox set this up by bringing Bregman in and not talking to him.
Yes.
And then, you know, then Bregman gets it. No, the first baseman gets injured.
Yeah, Trenton Casas got
hurt. Blows his knee out.
And they're like, hey, go play first. He's like,
nah. No, I'm good.
It's like you paid him to be the face of your organization after you let Mookie Betts walk.
I know, which they shouldn't have done to begin with.
No,
yeah, they've messed up everything up there.
They've messed up everything, and he's made it very clear. He, you know, I'm not a leader. Like, I'm a guy who hits, but you can't make people into leaders.
No, you can't.
You know that. And, you know, you had a guy on your team who loved to say all the time he was a leader. I'm the leader. I'm a leader. But, you know.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
When you lead by example.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. And you can't force people to be, they're like, we want you to be more a leader. Well, we gave you $300 million. We expect you to play wherever. They're baseball players.
Yeah.
They play where they want to.
I'm not surprised that...
Except for Mookie Betts, who will play all over the field.
I'm not surprised it ended in divorce, but what you said, they didn't shop him and get enough for him. I mean, they just basically gave him away.
They gave him away.
And it does impact the Phillies. The Giants are in the race the Phillies.
That's why I put it in my update.
Yeah,
only
it's a
because
big deal.
I'm thinking, okay, you know, everybody thought the Dodgers were going to run away with it.
Yep.
They've got pitching injuries. They got to look at their pitching... staff or
they all get hurt.
Their trainer staff. Something's going on with the way they train them or something like that.
Well, speaking of, they're bringing Shohei back tonight to throw an opener.
I know.
Like I guess he's ready to throw an inning or two.
That's
so
what
like
he says.
We need some innings. Just get out there. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Dream team, of course. Listen, of course we had a bad time fighting.
Yeah, we can tell.
All right, but listen,
You're in trouble again.
Coming to get you. No.
Well, you had a bad take.
Bad boys.
Yeah, the bad take police are coming.
Can you hear me?
Wherever you're at, it's going down.
Oh, all right, I'm about to get new truck.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, here. My man Kepler and Castellanos,
man. Boy.
What about them guys? You know.
Big weekend. That's your guy, man, Max Kepler. We hitting him third again tonight?
Yeah, baby, Listen, man, like I said, they compliment each other, man. They had them going right after each other yesterday. And you see what happened, man. You know, they making it happen. What I'm loving right now is they playing tough without Bryce. You know what I'm saying? And when he come back, man, I know he coming back with vengeance. So it's no doubt in my mind that when Bryce come back, he's going to make the team complete. You know, we need him. You know, he's been on the ride the whole time. So, guess what, man? I'm not getting off this roller coaster, baby. You know what I'm saying? We go up, we go up, we go down, baby. But guess what? The ride is going to be wonderful, and we're going to ride our way right to the World Series, man. I'm not doubting the team no more. Like I said, I'm standing on what I stand on. When I said the Eagles, baby, you know what I'm saying? Listen, they're going to make this run. And we don't need nobody else. We don't need
We need help with the deadline.
Will, stop. We got what we need right now, man. These guys is gelling together. They already dug in, man. And listen,
I don't want to talk to Will next Monday if things don't go well.
Well,
you can talk to me any day because, like I said, I'm not getting off this bus, baby. We're going all the way. That's all I can say.
All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? TV Dad.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Don't let me down. You got this.
Come on. Man. All right. It was two dads that I was thinking of.
Okay.
And you know,
sure can guess one.
It was, I know, but one was, they both name is Phil. So I'm going to go with the other Phil, Philip Drummond.
Philip Drummond. That is not
Mr.
it,
Drummond.
Will. Mr. Drummond. Philip Drummond. Mr. Drummond from...
Now the world don't move.
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. Yeah, okay. I couldn't think of the name.
I couldn't remember.
Song.
I was like, I was
Todd Bridges.
That's why I started singing it. Yeah.
What was his name? Who's the star of the show? What's his name? Gary.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. Todd Bridges and the Dana Plato was her name.
Dana.
And then the older guy was Mr. Drummond.
Mr. Drummond. Yeah.
They did a dad thing this morning. It was the camera's guess, and I was like, he said it once, and then he brought it back around. I go, all right, I just have to ask because I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't know what it was.
I'm not a Game of Thrones person.
Oh, I'm not either. I never saw it.
The Lannisters.
Yes. That was it. I was like, I have no idea who they're talking about.
What was the topic?
Best scene in a movie or a TV show with a dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't know that either.
I was like, I finally went, all right, I'm going to stop pretending that I know who this is.
Sometimes you can fake it, and sometimes you just be like, I don't know. I have no idea what that reference is about. I do that all the time with Hughes Clues. All right, 215-592-9494. Last thing for you, Rhea. Otto Kemp.
Yes.
You buying it?
Spark plug.
Well, here's what I will say. You know, and I'm amused by Rob Thompson. He's a baseball player. I love when they do that.
Yeah.
What are the other like 25 guys on the team? Like,
they're wannabe baseball players. They're not real baseball players.
Working hard.
But I know it's a compliment. Yes. I mean, and that is a compliment. The guy gets it. It's a bit of an adventure on his defense.
It's a lot of an adventure.
A lot of adventure. But I read somewhere that Castellanos said, you know, he's brought a lot of fire, brought a lot of energy.
And they needed that.
Well, and they did. And Topper said, you know, when a guy comes up, they get excited for him.
Yes.
You know, so what are you whispering?
Well, because
I'm glad you said it, Rhea, because when I told him that, they laugh and giggle at me.
No, that's not what
I said.
Happened.
Spark plug.
No.
What'd I say?
No, you said he turned the season around.
Exactly. Well. After one win last Monday.
Well, I mean.
He's a spark plug. I'm concerned about where he's going to play when Harper comes back.
Yeah, that's a problem.
All right, let me quickly, because I know we got to go. So Harper comes back, and let's say the Phillies trade for an outfielder. So they try to fix the outfield a little bit.
Okay.
Would you give him some of Stott's at-bats at second? He's played second in the minor leagues.
He's played the most at third, right?
Most at third, okay. some second, some third, and some outfield.
Yeah.
Stott has been pretty bad for a month. We've ignored this because the other guys that were down have come up, right? Bohm's come up and Marsh has come up. They've got a Stott issue right now. I still like him, but boy, I don't know if I could just play him every day the rest of the season if he hits like this.
The problem is his defense.
I know. It's very good defense.
I mean, you're going... Could you like mold them together?
That would work for me. That feels like a player
right
there.
I mean, that's
there.
The problem. Yeah. You know, that defense up the middle, especially because the guy who plays next to him.
Yeah, they do need Stott's defense.
I mean, I would be hesitant.
I'm just waiting for 1 week where he hits. It's been like since April. I need some hits.
He comes up to bat now, and I'm like, oh, kid, come on.
That's a pop up to left every time.
But not before he fouls off 18 times.
He makes the pitcher work.
He does. I will give him that.
And then he makes it out.
Credit.
I mean, that's the same thing. All right, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in.
You're the best.
Rhea Hughes with us every Monday. All right, coming up, your phone calls here on the Phils. Are you fully buying back in? I'm not there yet. I'm considering Hugh... Says he wasn't ever out.
I never left.
Lies. He's fully bought back
never
in.
Never left.
Kyle riding the roller coaster is fully bought back in the Phillies. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Your guess is Hughes Clues. We'll give you a second clue. We have Phillies tickets on the line. We're going to the game with you guys coming up on Tuesday, July 1st. It's a fireworks night against the San Diego Padres. First clue, a TV dad. Also on the other side, it is top 11 week on the afternoon show. We will officially unveil our top 11 list next. and I'm sure yell at each other about them. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props in the NBA Finals. And now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And after the big tip-off, you can buy live prop bets and the same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official partner of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you fully buying back in to the Phillies? Hugh is, Kyle is. I am not there yet, though I am very happy.
Never
with...
left.
Yeah, that's a lie. No, I am not fully there, even though that's good baseball. And I do love the way they played this week. And the pitching was excellent with Ranger, who's really done a good job. Sanchez and Wheeler, who we expected from now. All right, your phone calls here. Hugh, before we go back to the phones in a couple minutes, can we give everyone a second clue?
Because I have to? The first clue was so fire.
Well, I think you terrible. Do. People are not happy. We do have an incredible prize today. Pair of tickets to see Phillies Padres Tuesday, July 1st. It is an Xfinity fireworks show night after the game. The game starts at 6:30. Meet us before the first, before the game starts. We'll hang out. We're going to be at the game with you guys. Pair of tickets to give away. Hugh, second clue today is?
He was way ahead of his time.
All right, so we have a TV dad who was way ahead of his time.
Way ahead of his dad. That right. Should have gave it away right there.
We'll see. We'll see where people come down in the close. All right, before we go any further with the show and a lot on the Phillies after the weekend, Hugh, you know, it's a special week at WIP, the afternoon show. They're doing top 11 week, right? Everyone had to vote last week, so you had your chance to vote. We had our chance to vote. We were encouraged as a staff to submit our top 11s. And we all did, which, of course, we're going to participate in. So it's always a fun exercise. And I always think it's fun to see where it all comes out at the end of the week, right? Where all the listeners and the hosts come together to put it together and what the top 11 are. Now, we all unveiled our top 11s. And this morning, Joe DeCamera revealed to the audience what his top 11 are. So I feel like just in a matter of transparency, we should all do this, right? We submitted our top 11s. The afternoon show will go over the full results of the staff and everything. But I think it just so it's all out there, we should all unveil how we voted for the top 11. Hugh, you want me to go first? You to go first? What do you want to do here?
Well, I just want to say I don't like.
I feel like you should go last.
Having all my business in the street like that.
Well, that's too bad.
I mean, I just don't feel like.
It's not a political vote.
We're
on public radio.
Yeah, this
I'm just
is what we
saying,
do.
I don't feel like. All the time y'all being in my personal business.
We don't mind.
How I feel about certain.
So wait a second.
We don't mind, but
so, my list is.
You're afraid of the reaction to your list because reason you don't unveil a vote.
I'm not
afraid.
I already know. I know exactly how everybody's going to react to my list.
Okay.
And I want to say this before I unveil my list. I can go first, last, hobby. I want me to do it. I had a lot on my mind that day. I was
Stop it. You are making excuses already.
It was hard to make this list, man.
Stop it.
I didn't know. I thought it was just for like personal bit. I didn't know we were going to like unveil and tell everybody.
We are talk show hosts. We
unveil
everything.
They're all going to go public.
Yeah, of course they are. You think if you had a bad vote, those guys on the afternoon show would not air it out? If we do it, then you can control the narrative.
You know what this means, Joe? Is that Hugh made this list. Like, this means this was his legitimate list.
Yes, this
because
is the
he
deep
didn't
down.
Think he would get like, ridiculed
well,
for
well,
it.
I know.
Well,
sorry. You're gonna.
Well, it was a list that I made where I was kind of locked into to one sport at the time.
So obviously, you're speaking about the Eagles, right? They won the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's unfair.
No, I don't.
Mine is dominated by Eagles.
I mean,
too.
So is mine. I mean, I'll start us off. I'm going to give you a spoiler as I read it off. You're not missing it. I don't have any Sixers. They didn't earn a spot. Their best player played 20-something games. They won 20-something games. Screw the Sixers. They're not on my list.
I kind of feel bad because I missed somebody.
Okay. Well, I think everyone probably did. So I'll go first.
I have a couple notable exclusions.
I'll start us off.
So I'm not the only one.
All right. Why don't we do this?
Well, one of them was an accident.
Why don't we do this? Let's go around and give our lists, and then we can kind of react to everything that we said here. All right, okay. I'll go first. Here is my list. What do you like better? You want to go 11 to 1, 1 to 11? What's the
how
best
way? How do you
way?
Want have it, whatever works for you?
I'll go 11 to 1.
Okay, I think 11 to 1.
What kind of town? Okay. Number 11 on my list, top 11 athletes in Philadelphia right now that I submitted to the afternoon show. Cooper DeJean, impact rookie, touchdown in the Super Bowl. The defense changed in a meaningful way the minute he got on the field. Number 10. And I'll be totally honest, I didn't know what to do with this guy. I just said he has to be on the list after what he did last year. He has to, even though I was like, do I put him on? I decided at some point I can't not put him on. Number 10 is Zach Bond, all-pro linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles in a Super Bowl season. Number 9. Yes, you heard this correctly. At least he's on my list, unlike some people around here. Number 9, I have Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, no one's going to be happy with that.
I'm sorry. He's number 9. I just feel like the 8 players above him are better players. I mean, you could be mad about it or not. I don't care. Number 8. And I dropped this guy significantly. And I just, because I based it on the last year, Hugh, right? We did these lists a year ago. And I think over the last calendar year, this guy hasn't performed to the level he used to. He's hurt right now. The team didn't do much last year in terms of the biggest moments. I have Bryce Harper at number 8. He's fallen on my list. He was a top 3 guy for years on the list. You know, we did top 10 a few years ago. Afternoon show has begun top 11. He used to be top 3 for me. Bryce Harper falls to number 8. Number 7, I have Jordan Mailata. Number 6, I have Lane Johnson. I put those two guys right together. All right, my top 5, the 5 best athletes in Philadelphia sports right now. Number 5, I have Kyle Schwarber.
Mm.
Oh, kind of the opposite of Bryce Harper, where for the last year, he's been better. He's been their best offensive player. He's the straw that stirs the drink in this lineup. Kyle Schwarber, number 5. Number 4, I have A.J. Brown. We had a caller earlier who kind of mentioned his numbers. I don't knock A.J. Brown because his numbers were down last year. It was a running team. A.J.'s still a dominant wide receiver, number 4. Number 3 with the big leap, Jalen Carter. He was the best player on the best Eagles defense I've ever seen that won the Super Bowl, and he was a huge part of it. Number 2, Zach Wheeler, number one, Saquon Barkley. So my list, I'll read it the 1 through 11 now. Barkley, Wheeler, Jalen Carter, A.J. Brown, Kyle Schwarber, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Bryce Harper, Jalen Hurts, Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, the 11 best players in Philadelphia sports right now. Hugh, what do you got for us?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to get killed for my list.
I can't wait for this.
I omitted a few people. Do I have to do this?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you got to give us the list you gave the afternoon show, because that's what's been...
Okay, I'm not going to change.
Yeah, because I knew you were thinking about that. This is the legit list. Yeah,
okay,
what do you got?
So I'm going to go from bottom to top.
Okay.
Number 11, I have Jordan Mailata.
Okay.
Number 10, I have Lane Johnson.
Hmm.
Number 9...
Hello?
What, excuse me?
Lane's a little low. That's
okay, this is my list. Crazy. Okay, it's going well.
Come on,
when I finish my list, I'm really get ridiculed. Okay, number 9 is Zach Wheeler.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, we're gonna make the sounds every time I give one. Okay, number 8, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 7, Cooper DeJean. Zach Bond is number 6. Devontae Smith, number 5.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna get killed for that. Number 4. is Jalen Carter. Number 3, Bryce Harper. Number 2, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, jeez.
Number 2, Jalen Hurts.
Uh-huh. No.
Okay. And number 1 is Saquon Barkley.
No. Okay.
Okay, so you have... Okay. Devontae Smith's a heck of a player. You have the second receiver on a running team ahead of Zach Wheeler. And I'm supposed to sit here and accept this.
I forgot to put A.J. Brown on my list, too. I forgot to put A.J. Brown.
People forget things.
I forgot. Kyle Schwarber.
So no Schwarber. You got Wheeler at 9?
No, listen.
This is a joke.
Okay.
Hold on. People forget things.
That's because you forgot someone too, didn't you?
I also forgot Schwarber.
Hold on. We used to be billed as the Kyle Schwarber show. And both of you don't have Schwarber on there?
Yeah.
Like, guys on pace for 50 something home runs.
First of all, when you get this email and you're asked to give this list, sometimes you tend to forget people.
Oh, this is nonsense.
I forgot AJ Brown.
Well, AJ is egregious. I think if anything, I would have put him lower on the list. Like, he's not a position player.
But does he belong on the list?
He probably belongs on the list.
He absolutely
does. He belongs
does.
On the list over the number 11 guys that I put on.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's a lot of Hughes list that we could attack. Zach Wheeler at number 9 is an affront.
That's a disgrace.
He's one of the 5 best pitchers in his sport.
It's a problem.
Once every 5 days.
That's his job. That's what he does.
Jalen Saquon play once every 7 days.
Jalen Hurts throws 18 passes once every 7 days.
He don't work out, man. Come on, Zach.
Who cares? He dominates.
That's even more of a plus.
Jalen Hurts hands the ball off 30 times a game every 7 days.
Be up higher.
Oh my goodness! All
right, Zach, my bad, dog. But I mean, you know, you one every 5 days, once every 5 days.
Zach has told us he listens to the show. This is embarrassing for us.
I thought I was going to catch more heat for Devontae over AJ. To be totally honest,
well, you kind of softened the blow, but you just forgot about AJ.
I forgot.
Maybe the guy at number 2, maybe you wouldn't forget about AJ if he threw him the ball more.
I got to tell you, I don't like the DeJeans over Quinyon. By both of you.
I don't have Quinyon on my list. Yeah, I have Cooper on the list.
Well, yeah, Quinyon's a better corner than
who's a better athlete? More impactful player on the
field?
Quinyon's more impactful on the field.
But not sure.
There's no question.
I'm a prisoner of the moment. And right now, I guess I'm putting in Cooper DeJean's rock star status as well as his ability on the field. I'll take the L for that one.
They don't even throw at Quinyon.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'll take the L for that one. I get your point,
He goes against the best receivers on the team. Sometimes. Well, more than Cooper DeJean does.
Well, if they're in the slot, Cooper DeJean gets them.
Okay.
I believe in Quinyon.
But what are their numbers against Cooper versus Quinyon?
Well, I don't know. I don't have those on me. Okay. I mean,
Quinyon was, you know, he was up there for rookie of the year.
Sure
last
was.
Year.
But when Quinyon was on the field, they were struggling. As soon as Cooper got out there, the defense changed.
Those are facts. That's a truism.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I sort of write down my next wave, and Quinyon was in the next wave. I'm a Quinyon guy, but I thought
that says more about Avante Maddox being a total turd than it does anything Quinyon Mitchell.
Perhaps, but the versatility of Cooper that was there. All right.
I'm already getting heat for my list.
You should get heat for your list. Zach Wheeler at 9 is a joke.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
And I can't believe I'm so excited this week for the difference in opinion on Jalen, right? Because Hugh has him as high as 2. Yep. I have him at 9. DeCamera didn't have Jalen Hurts on his list. I believe he said this morning he'd have him in the 15 to 20 range.
With a straight face. He said it was straight faced.
You know what my favorite part of that is? Last week, they were arguing on the morning show if Jalen Hurts is the 5th best quarterback in the NFL, yet he's the 15th best player in Philadelphia sports.
Well, it might say a lot about the players we have in Philly.
It might. All right, Kyle, what's your list?
Number 11, regrettably, because I think this is probably where I would have had Kyle Schwarber. Right on the cusp, though, so it's not like, I don't think, there's a bigger one, I think, bigger omission on my list.
What
but I probably should have put Kyle Schwarber at 11, but Trey's at 11. Put Trey Turner at 11. I will also contend Trey at least does play a position. Not very well.
I'm glad you said that, so I didn't have to.
But he at least plays the field. I mean, look, if we had to deal with Kyle Schwarber in left field every day, we would probably, I mean, not as important of a position, but Schwarber's not a very good left fielder. Doesn't play a position.
Yeah, but okay, all right, go ahead.
Number 10 is Quinion. DeJean is not on the list. Yep. Zach Bond, number 9.
Did you have difficulty with Bond, too? I just didn't know where to put him. But I said to myself, he's got to be on the list.
I think he has to be on. He was, I mean, he could have been defensive player of the year last year.
Yes.
And he was massive for this defense.
He balled out.
I mean, like, if you're thinking of the most important players on the Eagles defense, it was Jalen Carter 1, Zach Bond 2.
I agree.
I think.
Cooper Sheen 3. Go ahead.
I had to put that in. Jordan Mailata, number 8. Joel Embiid, number 7. Guys, Joel Embiid had to be on the list.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he
Not
did.
Really.
Yes, he did.
He's a part-time player.
So I mean, so is Bryce Harper at this point, if we want to be honest.
That's why I knocked him, yeah.
But right, but like, I don't know. Like, I think you kind of, they're a little bit more similar type of players, I think, than people would like to admit. People are just mad at the Sixers right now. Joel Embiid is a top 11 athlete in the city.
I disagree. I think the Harper comparison is interesting, and we're trending in the wrong direction with Harper, but I didn't have Embiid.
Embiid's had one bad season, guys.
I know, but he could be done.
Could be. Sure, and if he is next year, he will be off the top 11 list. I'd like to give him a little bit of grace for just one bad season
so
far.
I give you that. I give you that fair.
So Joel Embiid on the list, should be on a lot of people's lists. Jalen Carter is number 6.
I think that's low.
This is what made me realize that we have a lot of damn good players.
That he was
in
6.
In Philly.
Yeah.
That he was 6. And, I mean, the Eagles are pretty much dominating the list. A.J. Brown I had at number 5. I have I just think his impact on the offense is, you know, if Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. But you see the difference when he's not on the field.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Sure. Bryce Harper is the number 4 athlete in Philadelphia. Number 3 is Lane Johnson. I think Lane Johnson might be, like, the most underrated player in the city, just considering I think you can make an argument that he's, like, the best overall player on the Eagles.
So and maybe has been for a long time.
Right. So I put Lane Johnson there. Zach Wheeler is number 2. I mean, putting it at number 9 is a total disgrace.
It's
and
a joke.
Why are you making fun of him?
Because it's a joke. And Saquon number 1 is, I think, the clear cut.
I actually think the 1 and 2 should be clear cut. The two best athletes in Philadelphia, and not just, like, I think that their performance over the last couple years, or last year, right, just the last year, Saquon and Wheeler. We have the a guy that competed for the MVP of the league in the NFL, 2,000 yards, and a guy who's pitched at a Cy Young level all the time. That I think those two should be in stone. I know most people don't agree with that. So we'll see where people come down as the lists are revealed fully on the afternoon show. They're going to have their lists and everyone else, and we'll see by the end of the week how the whole voting went. But there are lists. All right, so what I have to attack on yours, on everyone's list here, not including Schwarber, is a real knock on our show. I mean, we used to be the Kyle Schwarber show, and you guys...
This is true.
I don't know if we can be called that anymore.
I apologize for that.
You should apologize.
Because after I did my list, I was like, damn, I forgot Schwarber.
Should you apologize for leaving?
Yes. Wheeler at 9 is an affront. It's just, we can't do that. Picture. And what are we doing with Jalen Hurts at 2?
Won a Super Bowl.
He was a game manager most of the season.
Won a Super Bowl, though, Joe. Won a Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl.
Well, but
every Davante Maddox won the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts was the catalyst.
No, he was not.
He was the catalyst.
Saquon Barkley.
He was the catalyst in the title game and the Super Bowl.
He was
not
he
the
was
season.
In the Super Bowl, and he was the catalyst for them winning the game.
Hold on, Saquon.
Who was the MVP? Who's the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Oh my God, here we go.
Who's the MVP?
Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
What about the season? What about the last year?
Who was the MVP of the Super Bowl? That's all.
Who was the MVP of the team?
Who's the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley. Who was the MVP of the team? Who was the MVP of the season, the team, the reason they were in the Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley.
The reason why they won the game, the Super Bowl.
The defense.
Defense.
Jalen Hurts.
No, come on.
I'm just going to throw this out there, and if this offends you, I apologize in advance.
I'm offended.
Okay, I know you're going to be. How many other quarterbacks in the league could they have put in there in the Super Bowl and still won the game?
Don't.
I got a number. I got a number for you.
There's only two that played on that Super Bowl Sunday.
But if you
no one cares.
They probably could have won that game with 15 other starting quarterbacks.
Was the quarterback of the Eagles that won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So you didn't answer the question.
I did answer.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, wow. I did.
Best quarterback in the league, probably.
I asked the question, and you just...
If my arms were longer, I would be a Hall of Famer. That's the same argument we have. Not the same thing.
If they swapped the Eagles' defense out for the average defense in the NFL, would they still have won the Super Bowl?
They probably would still won the Super Bowl.
How many?
The way that Jalen was playing? Yeah, they probably still won. They probably still.
You're not being serious.
I say that with a straight face.
Oh, my God.
To all of you people, that's if they're looking at me, I say that with a straight face.
All right. 215-592-9494. We've got a lot going on here. You can react to our list, top 11 here, and you probably have problems with all of them. I think my list, at least I had Kyle Schwarber in there. Quinyon Cooper's an interesting debate. If you had to guess, do either both or none, or just one, make the full top 11? I think Cooper's got more buzz.
At least one.
People like Cooper more. Like, he's more out
there. He's a rock star.
I understand that.
And this is what Hugh does with Jason Kelce all the time. It's the exposure.
Helps Cooper.
You always diminish Jason Kelce and act like that he's only has his status because of how much exposure he gets. Like, Quinion's the silent killer, man.
He is, and I think that probably hurts him in people thinking about his name. Yeah. But Cooper did also earn the consideration for this. Like, he was a chess piece for Vic Fangio's defense.
No, I understand that, but I don't know where you think the defense would be without Quinyon Mitchell last year.
I think it's easier to find a Quinyon Mitchell than a Cooper DeGene.
I completely disagree.
A guy could play safety, corner, inside, outside.
Well, he's pretty versatile, man. Yeah. That's kind of hard to find with the size.
But you don't just get
speed.
Like a top three corner in the league, and they don't just grow on trees.
Well, if he is that, we'll see.
We don't even know if Cooper can play the outside. Like, we say he's versatile, but only seen him in that one role.
Sure. Okay. Well, Vic thinks he can.
Right, but that's wonderful. that doesn't mean anything.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Phillies, are you fully bought back in? Top 11s. So we have a wide range for Jalen Hurts. So Kyle, there was no Jalen Hurts on your
list. No, I didn't put him on the list.
Mm. Wow, that's disrespectful.
I don't think it is. Like, I think there's a lot of Eagles on the team that are top 3-4 at their position in the entire league, and I don't think Jalen is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The straw that
I think Jalen has to be on the list.
The straw that stirs the drink doesn't mean you're a top 11 player
in the
city.
It kind of does.
I think he needs to be on the list. Now, he's in the back of my list, so I'm not pretending that I had him one or two. But it just felt weird to me to have a list without Jalen Hurts. Right. He's the quarterback. He does play the most important position in the city.
If we're going to do the straw that stirs the drink analogy, what are the more important components of the drink? The ingredients in the drink or the stir that mix them together? Or the straw that mixes them together.
Well, the ingredients help the straw.
Yeah, exactly. It helps make everything. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay,
I rest work my case. In concert. Not really.
Thanks for giving me a layup analogy.
I think he should be on the list. I'll just say it that
definitely
way.
Definitely should be on the list.
So you're aligned with DeCameron. No Jalen Hurts as a top 11 athlete in Philadelphia. All right, let's go to the phones. You're back to the top 11 list, and of course, the Phillies. Are you fully bought back in? Your guess is for Hughes Clues. Well, we're giving away tickets, a pair of them. Phillies, Padres, July 1st, fireworks night. Hang out with us before the game and then watch a big game on July 4th week. Pat is up on WIP. Hey, Pat.
Pat.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Pat?
So, Joe, I'm not all in. I probably won't be all in until sometime in October because I don't think this team has done anything to get me more invested than I already am. I go back to Kyle Tucker. They could have got him. The trade the Red Sox made last night. You're telling me they couldn't have matched that and gotten and improved the offense?
Yeah, Pat. I was thinking about it last night. As soon as I saw the news, I was trying to make an equivalent, like what the Giants gave up compared to what the Phillies and they could have made the trade. What I thought of, because if people missed it, Rafael Devers went from the Red Sox to Giants last night, and really they didn't give up much in terms of prospects or players. Pat, the equivalent I thought of when I saw the trade was. Mick Abel, Taijuan Walker, and maybe Justin Crawford to get Rafael Devers. That kind of felt like what it was. Like a young pitcher with some upside, a bad contract, and one, pretty good prospect. That's it.
Right, and then Crawford's, I've seen Crawford play multiple times. The dude has no pop, so basically he doesn't solve your outfield issue and the whole thing. So he's basically Rojas and Marsh the whole time. So, I don't see him, plugging in holes when he's called up. So getting rid of him for a back-end help right now really doesn't do anything. Really doesn't bother me at this point.
Yeah, I would have loved Devers, Pat. He would have had a DH on this team, and it would have made them worse defensively. But, boy, that bat. And, Pat, the other thing, the Giants just got better, and they're in this wild card race with the Phillies in playoff race. That was a big deal last night for sure.
Right. And, another thing too, basically we know what this team is. They're going to win 90 plus games. The starting pitching is way too good for them to drop off like that. But at this point, unless Otto Kemp's glove improves and he's a regular day player, or Bryce comes back and is he's magically better. I don't know how it's going to be better after when he's off the DL when it wasn't better after the whole offseason. But if he's magically the player he was a season and a half ago, okay, fine. But again, we're not going to know till early October who this team really is and who they're going to be matched up against. So it's really a catch-22 at this point.
I hear you. I can hear it's tough for you to go fully back in. Pat, I feel similar. I don't think they're bad when they lose to the Pirates. They are this, and I also don't think now they're the best team in baseball because they had a good week. They go up, they go down. The trade deadline is going to be a big deal. They need help in the bullpen, we know, and they need another bat. There's just no question. Pat, what do you have for us? What's your guess? Hughes Clues, TV Dad. Who was what, Hugh, ahead of his time?
He was ahead of his time.
All right, what do you got?
Ahead of his time. I was going to say Danny Tanner, but it's probably not Danny Tanner.
It's not Danny Tanner, but Danny Tanner's a good TV dad.
Who's Danny Tanner?
Full House.
Full House. Okay, no. Wasn't the big Full House.
Yeah. You want a TGIF guy?
Mm-mm.
You know who that is?
Thank God it's Friday,
yeah,
right?
Well, that was
the show.
It was the Friday night lineup on ABC back in the day. It was part of it. 215-592-9495. All right, your phone call is coming up. All right, I was just mentioned there by a caller. Rhea brought it up as well. The Rafael Devers. There was actually two huge trades yesterday in pro sports. One in baseball that affects the Phillies. One in the NBA that you could say does affect the Sixers. We'll get to both of those. Our reaction to them yesterday. Your reaction to the top 11 list, the Phillies. Are you fully buying back in? I'm not there yet. I mean, I'm considering it. You guys haven't convinced me today. Hughes says he's back in.
Never left.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I don't buy that. No.
Kyle, I believe, is back in for today. I do believe that. 215-592-9494. Philly tickets to give away. Another clue coming up in the 12 o'clock hour on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.